There is some controversy about this year's Oscars, which has nothing to do with the just-concluded writer's strike. Here to talk about that little tempest and to guide us through the nominations for Best Original Score is Andy Trudeau, who's been handling that chore for us for 12 Oscar seasons. Andy, welcome back.
Hey, Leanne.
What's got you so steamed?
Well, anyone who's talked to me for more than 2 minutes about film music knows that I believe very much that great film scores can stand on their own. While the Academy seems to feel otherwise, this year it has a new regulation that prohibits studios from providing copies of the score to any voting members during the balloting for the score. The thinking seems to be they only want it evaluated in the context of the film. I really think this is a mistake. I think the best film music not only serves its film, but it has qualities that are rich enough to open up when you hear it again and again and again. And I think it's those kinds of scores that are the ones the Oscars should be honoring.
It doesn't keep them from sending out the soundtrack to people like you and me, though. It's just people who are voting?
Just the voting members, right.
All right. Well, we'll keep what you just said in mind, that the music should be taken on its own. As we sample from the 5 nominated scores this year, we're going to go alphabetically in terms of film. The first film up is Atonement, and the score is by Dario Marianelli.
He's an Italian composer working mostly in Great Britain. He's been scoring films since 1994. We've talked about him before. He did the score to Pride and Prejudice 2 years ago. He's a composer. He mixes a romantic outlook with a modern composer's tools in this particular score, which is a romantic story with tragic overtones. Central to one of the characters is the sound of a typewriter. And it's the tapping sound that becomes a musical element in his score, which he blends with instruments and then alters sometimes electronically. Here's a sample. That's the altered sound. There comes the typewriter. He thinks of it as a keyboard instrument. Just for the record, the composer says he used a 1930 Corona typewriter. This is a wonderful score, rich with invention and ideas. Here's an excerpt I really like. It involves the orchestra and a soldier's chorus. When this section begins, each is going in its own melodic direction. But as it progresses, the orchestra slides under the chorus and becomes accompaniment to it. Chorus going in one direction, orchestra going in another direction. Sliding under. It's a small point, but one I think, even in the context of a movie, could easily be missed.
We've been listening to some selections by Dario Marianelli for the Joe Wright film Atonement. Next nominee for Best Original Score is music for The Kite Runner by Alberto Iglesias.
He's a Spanish composer, very active in Europe and writing film music since 1984. We have previously encountered him here with his score for The Constant Gardener, which had an African setting. He seems to be the one to call when you want a score that will combine the dramatic power of a Western symphony orchestra with exotic colorings of a non-Western culture. He does this very cleverly. He treats those local instruments as part of the orchestra. Now, listen in this cue how he moves very smoothly from a Western guitar to a Persian dulcimer. There's our guitar. We've got a little Indian percussion in the background. There's our dulcimer. And now they play a soft duet together.
Mm-hmm.
This is a score just filled with wonderful moments that really come out when you can just listen to the score. And there are times, really, you just want to kick back and listen as the composer weaves the various threads together. This is a cue just to listen and enjoy as it bubbles along. Just listen to the different layers of sound going on here. Guitar is going to rise up in the mix. Now listen carefully, you're going to hear a voice slide in there too.
Oh, really creates an interesting ambience.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We've been listening to excerpts from the score for The Kite Runner by Alberto Iglesias, one of five soundtracks nominated for this year's Best Original Score Oscar. Now we're going to move from drama in Afghanistan to drama in the corporate world. We're going to hear some of James Newton Howard's work from Michael Clayton.
An American composer, we've heard him before. He did the score to The Village, previously nominated here. Yes, we talked about that. This score really had a problem, I think, for the composer. It tackles a difficult task of coloring a dark movie that's driven more by ideas and character than by action or setting. This score operates on a very low level in terms of lots of things happening low down in the sonic spectrum, if you will. It lives in a suspenseful world of small changes and very dark colorings, and here's a prime example. Everything's down.
Has that thriller kind of aspect to it.
Now, get that pattern in your mind. He's going to switch it over to percussion after the end of the phrase. Switch. And then it walks us out.
Some dark and suspenseful music from Michael Clayton, the composer James Newton Howard, to the fourth nominee this year for Best Dramatic Score Oscar. And I don't know if I'm speaking an oxymoron here, but we're Best Dramatic Score Oscar for Ratatouille by Michael Giacchino.
This is a first nomination for an American composer who self-describes himself as a film geek. He feels very strongly that music has the ability to tell a story. This is cartoon music, lots of quick changes. Statements are made with exclamation points, and here, subtlety is not necessarily a virtue. Listen to this opening cue, and I don't think you'll have any trouble figuring out where the film is set. Now, here comes a quick change. And for the atmosphere, a little French accordion. This is music that throughout the score is very inventive, witty, and heck, even intelligent. Giacchino uses whatever he thinks will make the right sound, so the instrumentation is all across the board on this score. This particular cue features a guitar, a whistler, and a harmonica. Got your pucker ready? I think this gives you a feeling of the fun that's in this score.
Yeah.
Now just a touch of the accordion. And he'll hand it over to the harmonica. It it's a score that's just full of surprises.
Oh, I love it. It's a little bit reminiscent of Grappelli violin,
yes.
Bistro.
Claude Bowling's in there too, yes.
Yeah, fascinating. Portions of Michael Giacchino's music to Ratatouille, the fourth of five soundtracks nominated this year for an original score Oscar. And finally, number five, we have a Western, 310 to Yuma, music by Marco Beltrami.
Another American composer. Today's Westerns are either going to lean towards Aaron Copland and Elmer Bernstein or towards Ennio Morricone. Listen to this cue, and I bet you'll have no trouble knowing which way Beltrami is leaning.
That's a Morricone signature.
I think we're serving spaghetti today, yes. Yeah, very much Morricone being channeled, I think, in this score here. This is another score, though, that is filled with a number of very interesting little touches. For one example, here's a sound Beltrami gets by tying together the strings of a piano with fish wire and then strumming them. This cue opens with a solo guitar. Electronic wash there. There's our strumming.
Could have sworn I heard some Midnight Cowboy in there somewhere, of course. Well, that was music from Marco Beltrami's score for 310 to Yuma. And the nominees for Best Original Score, Atonement, The Kite Runner, Michael Clayton, Ratatouille, and 310 to Yuma. Andy, we do this every year. Which one gets your vote?
Well, I hope all the listeners agree that there's some very interesting music to be found by listening through into the score. And I think it's a wonderful irony that the year the Academy banned sending copies to the voters, we get such a batch of nominations. For me, the one I think this year I'll be returning to again and again is Dario Marianelli's Atonement.
Andy Trudeau has been with us for the past 12 years to talk about the nominees in the Best Original Film Score category. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will announce the recipient of the Gold Oscar at the 80th Annual Awards Ceremonies tonight. And always, Andy, thank you so much.
It's great fun, Leanne.
You can find more of Andy Trudeau's features on film music at our music website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.